Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yunabhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dharade Swaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Shri Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Pancha Kalpa Churyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyemacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Krishna Tadiya Padapanka Japanjaram Adhyayva Mevisitu Manasarajaham San Prana Prayam Samaye Kapavata Pitai Kanta Varoho Dhanavidoho Smaranam Kutai. So there are so many slokas about the holy name that we can't have time to recite all of them. In the Srimad Bhagavatam there's so many right from the beginning. And sometimes people ask, why you chant Krishna? Why not Rama? Why not this? But just stand and sit close. The Bhagavatam, of course, we do chant Rama, and we chant Krishna. Rama is also another name for Krishna. There's Lord Rama, and but there's Rama means like Radha Raman or something.
Rama, Radha Raman.
Giving pleasure. Krishna's name also. All names are Krishna's name. But, so Srimad Bhagavatam has many, many, many slokas about this. We can't count them.
Srimad Bhagavatam is just a slokas.
I'm thinking to look for all of them and make a book with just those. So it says even fear personified is afraid of the holy name. And Krishna says, Kirtana, you know, my name. Always chanting my name, then people are happy. Devotees are always chanting my glory. Then in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 12th canto, there's that famous verse. Kalair Goshe Nide Rajan. The Kali Yuga is full of problems. It's an ocean of trouble. But Hasti Eka Mahad Guna, there's one very great
problem.
And it says Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya. Simply by this one thing, the Kirtan of Krishna. Mukta Sangha Parambhaji. And there's so many. I can't remember the exact slokas. From the very beginning, Sukadeva Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj to take this, and the king should take seriously this, and spread the holy name, spread the Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya, of course, he just almost anyone he was at, when he was asked to speak, he would just say, chant. Always chant. Chant more. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, so many. That was his, of course, he was always chanting. And he's predicted like that, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishna. He's always chanting Krishna. He's not the color of Krishna. And yajna is sankirtana. The yajna is sankirtan. The holy name. And yajanti hi sumedasa. Those who are intelligent, they'll join them. Join the sankirtan movement. So, and then we have like Ajamil. He was chanting the holy name. And that's also stated that even a abhasa, even just a glimpse of the holy name can give liberation. Prabhupada stressed that we should always have this sixth candle, part one, for Sankirtan. Because anyone who reads about Ajamil, he said, they'll become convinced about the holy name. So he was chanting, he wasn't even thinking of Krishna. But then by chanting, he remembered Krishna. He remembered the real Narayana, and then he was saved from death. And that's showing that the chanting is so wonderful. And there's many incidences like that. Stress it, you know, the process is a devotion of service, shravana, first is hearing and chanting. That includes reciting Bhagavad Gita and all those things, but especially the holy name. And that has to be there no matter, that's always within any other way that we're serving Krishna. Chanting should be there. Prabhupada, you know, he introduced chanting in the beginning, there was just kirtan. Of course, he spoke also, but mostly kirtan. Initiation, we promised to chant the holy name, that's the only thing. So japa, chanting, that is the most important thing we have. If we stick to that, trying always to chant our around 16 at least, and improve the quality of our chanting by prayer, association, more service. Chanting 16 rounds takes around 2 hours. But it's not that the rest of the day also we have this has to be right. If we spend the rest of the day serving and reading about Krishna and talking about Krishna, then there'll always be chanting japa, more and more joyful. But sometimes you see people that are chanting and then they ask them to do some service, they say, oh, I have to chant. But chanting is asking for service. So if someone is like that all the time, then Krishna will say what? Right? Doesn't mean it. You may go on chanting, but if it's offensive, but this is our movement, the Hare Krishna movement. And the chanting is the if we are offensive, the only cure is the more chanting. Chanting purifies. The holy name is all powerful. Because it's Krishna. People ask us, like in Africa, they always ask, they think they have so many problems. They have poverty and they have, you know, no, the government doesn't take care of basic needs, you know, the roads are broken, there's no running water, there's no electricity, there's telephones don't work, everything is corrupt. So people are thinking we got to solve all these problems. So they ask us, how do you think that just this chanting is going to help? Well, we've got to get billions of dollars, aid, and we need tractors and all these things, you know, we got to be like America. But Krishna is God, the holy name is Krishna. And nothing else can make anything right. When Krishna is pleased and the atmosphere is purified, then people act properly. People are crazy, people are greedy and angry. They don't do anything good for themselves or anyone else. People are blissful, they'll do good for themselves and that will be good for everyone. So anyone who reads, you know, any scripture for even any other, like this Kabbalah, their whole thing is the name of God. Everywhere they have the sign with it. Hebrew names of God, 72, and they study them very much. They're using the name of God for everything. But that's the pure devotee. He's chanting simply because he wants to serve Krishna and please Krishna. He's not asking for anything. But in the neophyte stage, it's much better to ask Krishna for things than demigods or cheat, steal, rob, what, you know, other people do. It says that akaman sarvakamova, If you have no material desires, no lust, or if you have all lusty desires, sarva kama, moksha kama, we got it, if you're lusty for liberation. So most people, if they become spiritual, they want liberation. They want to get out from the material world, tired of suffering. But they don't know what's beyond that. For the devotee, liberation is insignificant. Which is serving Krishna. He doesn't feel any anxiety to be liberated from. In ecstasy. You don't need liberation, right? There's nothing to be liberated from. You just want to serve Krishna. So that is an advanced stage. But moksha udaradi, if he has intelligence, then tivrena, bhakti yoga. Tivra means a very strong, very powerful, very intense, like sunlight. Tivrena, bhakti yoga. He'll do this bhakti yoga with great concentration, energy, intense. And then yajeta purusham, he'll serve the worship the Supreme Lord. This verse comes in the second canto. And it's right out at the end of a long list of which demigod can give you which benediction. If you want money, you worship Kudara. If you want power, you worship Lord Brahma. If you want sense gratification, you worship Indra. If you want good health, you can worship the sun god and the moon. Many different, long list of all the things people want, and which demigod can give you. But then it says, intelligent people just worship Krishna. Because the demigods, they can give you, but they have to get it from Krishna. They have to get permission. Better to go right to Krishna. So, and take the holy name. The holy name can purify all sins that anyone's ever committed. Haridas Thakur, he was, of course, the Namacharya. He was always chanting. Even though he was somehow born in a Muslim family, from childhood he was attached to chanting Krishna. So they called him Haridas. So he was preaching one time and he said that even this Namavasa, Avasa is like in the morning, you see, it gets light but the sun is not up there. The sun is not visible, but the light is. Namavasa means that you don't see Krishna exactly, but something, some idea about the holy name. Even that, he said, that will give liberation. So there was some puffed up Brahmin. He was very upset. Said, what kind of nonsense talk is
this?
Liberation is so difficult. Yogis meditate for many lifetimes. Tapasya. People give charity to get liberation. But I curse you, you're telling lies. Your nose will fall off. Corrupt Brahmins, they curse people. A real Brahmin, he'll never curse them. Benediction. Devotee never curses them. Even the person offends them very badly, they pray for their benefit. So Haridas just laughed. He wasn't worried. But the other people, they were very, the other Brahmanas, they were very upset. But Haridas said this more. Man is a fool, So after some time, he said, if you are lying, if this is wrong, your nose will fall off. Can't be true. The holy name can do that. But then after some time, he got leprosy. And his nose fell. Whatever saying, sometimes in India you see the leper, they have no nose. It's too bold there. Nobody wants to look at that face. But he was a very beautiful Brahmana and very beautiful face. He was a very nice nose. But it came off. So then everybody knew Haridas was right. Haridas didn't curse him, but this was a natural for offending a devotee. The person will suffer automatically. But the devotee actually prays to Krishna, please, you know, don't let it. Help this change. Devotees are always thinking of the welfare. They don't think I have to punish this person because they're automatically. The holy name is so powerful. So the great devotees, they write so much glorification of the holy name. Rupa Goswami is saying that the holy name is better than the form of Krishna. Easier to get connected and achieve perfection by the holy name. That's why we chant. We call the Hare Krishna movement.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada said, and the people are very contaminated. Can't understand philosophy. Said you should have 4 hours
kirtan.
Even you tell them they're not their body, they can't understand. But after chanting, people can understand. Yesterday, they were giving us Gauranga. So,
one man, he looks like just a typical Israeli.
And the little boy with him. So the boy was attracted, so he was hanging around. You never know, sometimes they don't like him. But they're watching. So they gave him that Gauranga. Then he went away after, he was there a long time. Then he came back. What is Gauranga? I want another one. For the boy. And he kept asking, what is it? He stayed a long time. Many people like that. Many people, maybe they, every week, they go by many times without But after a while, they get purified. I remember once somebody in some city where the devotees chanted almost every day. And in the early times, they had nothing else to do. Everybody just went every day. So somebody who lived there, and they must have walked by like so many times. They came and said, what are you doing? They hadn't even noticed. They're so absorbed in anxiety and getting somewhere. If they have the right dress on, if they have the right haircut, they're so worried. They don't even notice the Harinam. But after a long time, the soul, the spiritual senses of hearing it, even though their conscious mind maybe don't. And eventually they stop.
И они остановились.
In Bombay,
Bombay тоже.
So you've seen the train station, so many
people. Все бегут.
So much anxiety.
Так много беспокойства.
The devotees sit with the table, shouting,
показывает.
So people go by every day. They go.
Бегают туда-сюда каждый день.
Two times, maybe. Morning and night.
Днем, ночью, вечером.
And then sometimes they look at the book. Then they go, no. But then, you see, people come and they just give the money and take the
book.
That means many times they saw it, you know, they're touching and finally they take
it.
And we're chanting and chanting. Still, our mind is crazy. Still, we're not surrendering. Still, we think. And sometimes say we do, but if we keep chanting, that will also happen. And someday, all of a sudden, we'll be okay. We're purified. We're getting better all the time, but sometimes we don't realize. Making as long as we're chanting, and not making intentional offenses.
We're
always going to make advances. The Holy Name is so powerful, so we beg everyone, take shelter of the Holy Name for ourselves and devotees. And we have to help devotees. Sometimes they have a lot of problems in the material world. It's hard to chant them. So we have to help them. Friend, be friendly, loving. Help them find a job, even find a wife, whatever, doctor. So then they can chant. If someone's very sick, they can't chant. Unless they're very pure. Sometimes the devotees just stay and chant. Sick and can't really chant. If someone's hungry, they can't say just chant. There's a hungry, starving person. You don't say just chant Hare Krishna. You have to give them food, prasadam, and then you have kirtan. And they'll be very happy to chant. And if they chant enough, they'll get out from their karma, their suffering. The Holy Name is Krishna Himself. No difference. So it's actually considered foolish to chant the Holy Name for material benediction. Although with a neophyte, materially attached person, like some devotees asked me in Africa, you know, people want so many material things, so they're thinking we can't tell them to chant, because chanting is... No, you tell them to chant. And, like even deities, Gaura Nithai, Prabhupada said, you can give anybody. Small Gaura Nithai. Tell them to just make a wish. They don't know what it is. They'll get purified. They'll start to ask, you know, people are chanting, they'll become purified, then they'll change. Actually, it's not that you get it. It's say I come, and most of us come, we have so many material desires. We can't even remember all of them. Krishna remembers, that's the problem. So he's still giving us the things we don't want. But if we chant, not that you get everything. Like Dhruva, he becomes satisfied. Don't want them anymore. They start to seem insignificant. Like if anybody has seen children growing up. A child has some toy and he's madly attached to that. But then at a certain point, he gets something else. Like in the beginning of that little three-wheel bicycle. But when he gets the bicycle, he never looks at that one again. He doesn't keep it and remember, oh, I love that thing. Maybe the mother is keeping, oh, my child is riding it. The child doesn't carry it, something better. Param Drishtva. So when we get the taste of being with Krishna, chanting the Holy Name, then all the other things seem very insignificant. We don't want them anymore. Devotees will reject. When Prahlad, the Sringadeva offered him any benedictions. He said, I'm from a demoniac family. I have fallen nature. Don't offer me material things. Please don't give me anything. That will cause me to be in trouble. I'm afraid of Maya. You just benedict me that I won't be attractive. Lord Chaitanya, full of Echa Shigar. He was very, very poor. He didn't care for him. He just, he was selling bananas. It's not a huge business in Bengal because bananas grow everywhere and vegetables grow everywhere. But he's selling
at
the lowest price. And he'd take half the profit. He would get some incense and ghee-wicks. He would do puja for Ganga. And Nimai was coming. And he would say, give me some vegetables. Say, you're a rascal, your price is too high. And I'm a Brahmana, why you're cheating me? He would say, no, my price is low. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. He didn't. In India, most of the sellers, they bargain, you know, they start with a high price. He didn't do that. Because he was always chanting and he didn't want to stop. So just have the price if you don't like it. I don't care. So then Nimai would take, you should give me free. I'm a Brahmin. And he'd say, I'm a poor man, I can't do that. And they would fight. And then he would look at Nimai's face and finally every day. And Nimai was saying, you rascal, you're worshipping Ganga. I am Gangapati. That means I'm the father of the Ganga. Why don't you worship me? But he was a young boy, and they said that the young boy they
taught him. But
much later, when Lord Chaitanya was already revealing who he was, and he was doing that Mahaprakash, and benedicting all the devotees, he called for Sridhar. And Sridhar was, why are you calling him? He couldn't believe it. He passed out unconscious. And they took him. And then Lord Chaitanya asked him, you know, remember all this. And he started to realize, he said, I never knew. You told me you were the Supreme Lord Gangapati, but I never understood. And then he asked, he said, you can have any benediction. But I don't want anything. I just want to do my Ganga worship. Lord Chaitanya, no, I'll give you the whole kingdom. Give you money. Give you, no, I don't want it. Give you a beautiful wife. No. And he said, I'll give you liberation. No. But I'll give you even Krishna prema. No, I don't need it. I'm happy. He was always chanting. And the neighbors would complain. Because he was chanting so loud. And they said that these Vaishnavas, they don't work hard.
But
they're not eating properly. Their stomach is painful. That's why they make so much noise. The chanting is that they're crying. Hunger. They told them, you know. Lord Chaitanya even told them, why you don't fix your house? The rain is coming in. Said, no, it's alright, keep the pool. Then, finally he said, I'll take a benediction. He said, I always want to remember the face of Nimai when he was stealing my vegetables. I want to keep that always in my mind. That's all I want. Then Lord Chaitanya gave it. That way Lord Chaitanya was happy. He was showing everybody. He was always chanting. He didn't want to stop chanting even to sell it, do his job. What happens when someone gets attached to the Holy Name? They want to chant all the time. So we should chant, we should try to think how we can chant so that more people can hear the Holy Name, more people can take it up. You see how many new people are coming, how many people are watching, how many devotees are blissfully chanting and dancing. People are attracted. They don't even know what it is, but they like it. A few demons they won't like, but they don't like anything. Whatever you do, the demon
will.
Unless you become a demon, right, and serve them, then they'll be happy. So just chanting is
our
life. And it's always in every scripture. Muslims are chanting Allah, Christians are chanting Jesus, or Jewish are chanting
the name.
and we can research here. You know, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, just note down every time you come to a slok, which mentions the holy name, our chanting, so many. Chaitanya Charitamrita, so many. Might make it a big book. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I was reading that. Chaitanya Shikshamrita. So there's a section where he's talking about chanting and the holy name. He said there are so many slokas about the holy name that if I were to put all of them, then this book would become so big, like Hari Bhakti Vilas.
He put a few.
There's other places where Lord Chaitanya said that there's so many slokas. So we don't say them all, but we just don't believe it. So chant. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. Eva Kevalam. Lo Anastevanat, Stevanat. Everybody remember that?
Remember?
From yesterday? Loud, loud. Everybody. Gatiranyata. All right. Always chant. There's no other way that you're going to get Krishna. So joyful and easy to do. Okay?
Okay.
Good enough. Hare Krishna. Go around that.